A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13. But his servants came near and said to him, My father, is it a great word the prophet has spoken to you? Will you not do it? Hasn't he just said to you, Wash and be clean? Well, thank God for servants, for true servants. And of course, I'm not advocating slavery. I'm not saying that we should try and make others our servant. Instead, the Bible is full of the command that we should be good servants, serving others. And here you find pagan servants. They were not believers. They weren't like another servant who was actually the inspiration to Naaman even getting to Israel and arriving outside the house of Elisha. That little Israelite girl, knowing that her master, the commander of all the armies of Syria, had leprosy, had suggested lovingly to go to Israel, for there is a prophet who will heal him. Naaman had listened, but now exploded with rage at the suggestion of Elisha, who had not even come out to greet him, but just sent a servant saying, Now go and wash in the Jordan, dip yourself 7 times, and you will be cured. He was fuming. And of course, there is a type of insanity that comes with rage. Umuntu onolaka kube sengathi usangene. Impela unamani wabanjalo. Ngoba wacishe walahlekelwa izibusiso zokuphiliswa. And instead, he almost walked off in a huff. But here were faithful servants. We can learn from them, though they weren't even Christians, because they humbly said to him, My father. Look at their humility. They didn't even call him by his military rank, but speaking to him like a father, they said, Look, is it so difficult what the prophet has said? Hasn't he said to you, Just go to the river Jordan and wash and you will be clean? Is it such a great and difficult command? In other words, isn't it so simple and easy? You've come all this way, Naaman. They showed him the greatest respect. What wisdom they had. And because of their word, which God used, Naaman obeyed. He went down, he dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan. And then, at the end of verse 14, it says, According to the word of the man of God, His flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. It can be so with you. Are you one who is a true servant to help others?